Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. We don't sell a lot of them, but I do like to talk about them. This week we got some pretty neat news for you. The Nintendo 3DS region lock has been broken, sort of. If you do the import game thing and you have really old firmware from like 9 months ago, firmware, not formware, there is an exploit that allows you to boot games from other regions, not pirated software. As someone with a Japanese Game Boy Advance, some Nintendo DS games from over there, a couple of Japanese PSP shooter collections, I can appreciate when I can get something from overseas, pay for it, and play it on my system. Because why wouldn't I want to do that? That just seems reasonable. Hopefully Nintendo will consider making this a permanent thing. I know the publishers probably won't allow it. But, you know, when you make a cool shooter collection in Japan, you're not going to release it here. Let me buy it. It's not hurting nobody. Burger King has Pac-Man and the Ghostly Adventures toys. And the kids' meals. The Steam Box has been more or less officially revealed at CES, and Valve, with its partners, are showing off multiple versions of the living room set-top box, priced from a couple hundred to a couple thousand dollars. Sega posted a teaser for Alien Isolation, a survival horror game in which Amanda Ripley, which is Ellen Ripley's daughter, has to run away and hide from an alien on a space station. It's confirmed for PlayStations 3 and 4, Xboxes 1 and 360, and higher-end PCs. PlayStation 4 has Don't Starve to download this week. The PlayStation 3 has Tiny Brains and Twisted Lands Shadow Town. PS Vita has Street Kicks Freestyle. The Wii U has Kokoto Magic Circus 2. And the Virtual Console game Gradius, the NES version of Gradius, a fine game. Anyone, anywhere, anytime should play at least one or more of the Gradius games, or Life Force, or Salamander, especially Salamander. 3DS fans can grab a new update this week for their Puzzle Swap. The Puzzle Swap Chibi Robo puzzle is now up. It has a bunch of new pink pieces that I can't get yet. For some reason, no one has any, but I've been grabbing what I can as I can. But also, you can buy Chibi Robo Photo Finder on the 3DS. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Don't forget our year-end sale, because it's going on now, and if you forget it, you'll miss it. We have thousands of items on sale at some of our best prices ever, 90% off on some cases. There's also there's free shipping if you spend $75 or more on in-stock items. That includes everything available for our sale. So if you're grabbing $65 worth of stuff instead of paying shipping, I'd say grab another $10 worth of goodies, and it'll ship to you for free in the U.S. Restrictions probably apply if there's something bigger than I am. We got a couple of things that weigh more than I do. Granted, it's not that hard. If you've met me, you know I don't weigh that much. But anyway, we've got some pretty top-notch items, and you can order them now. And we've also added some new pre-orders, including the Street Fighter 4, Ryu 8-inch plush, or Ryu, I don't know anymore. Everyone tells me I'm wrong. Uncharted Nathan Drake original color vinyl figure. You can order one of those. We also have, in stock, the Assassin's Creed Series 1 Pirate Action Figure 3-Pack. You can get that now. You should get that now. What else are you doing? You're sitting around, you're listening to this. Maybe you're walking somewhere, or on your bike, or looking at the map of the weather. You are not going anywhere. I'm sorry. I mean, where it's slightly warmer, but if it makes you feel any better, I'll be sweating like a pig in about 4 months. For about 4 months. No, make that 5 months. It's living. Anyway, thanks for listening to the podcast. We will be on Twitter and Facebook and other places for all of your socialist media needs. I'll be here. You can email us questions, I think. I need to make an email address for the podcast. I haven't done that yet. But either way, you should say hello to us on Twitter, because it's a fun thing to do in between looking for pizza coupons and Neil Hamburger's retweets about Taco Bell. They're funny. See you guys next time.